from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. Starting tomorrow and for the four Saturdays after that, the Downtown Timmins Holiday Pop-Up Shop is at the old Tweed and Hickory location. Bukovetsky's, if you're of that vintage. Farm products and the wares of independent crafters will be available. BIA Executive Director Cindy Campbell says there are many one-of-a-kind things, and there will be some vendor and product turnover from week to week.
If you miss a Saturday, you miss what could be unique that week. So we encourage everybody to come every Saturday from 10 to 3.
Campbell adds that the space it's in helps make the shop bigger than ever, accommodating 30 vendors. Here's the latest on COVID-19 cases from the Porcupine Health Unit. Its region has had 2,265 diagnoses since the pandemic's arrival. 17 are currently active. No new cases were added today. Ontario is reporting its highest daily case count province-wide since the middle of September. 51% of the 793 new cases are in unvaccinated or partly vaccinated patients, 40% in the fully vaccinated. Any fully vaccinated Canadian will soon be able to take a short trip to the States without having to be tested. As of November 30th, people who have both doses and are returning home after 72 hours or less won't have to show proof of a negative molecular test. Children under 12 and people with medical exemptions are also covered under the new rules. The list of acceptable vaccines travelers can have when entering Canada will also be expanded come the end of the month. Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine has been approved for kids 5 to 11 years old in Canada. It's the first COVID-19 vaccine to be authorized for use in that age group. Health Canada received the application from Pfizer to expand its vaccine on October 18th. It was given the go-ahead for kids 12 to 15 on May 5th. The agency has authorized a lower dose for kids 11 and under, almost a third of the dose normally given to those 12 and older. Officials say the decision is backed by clinical trial data that shows the vaccine is 90.7% effective in kids 5 to 11 with no serious side effects. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.